Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rank You Very Much, folks. The show where we rank anything and everything. We got two guest experts on the show. It's going to be great. Here's the theme song.
Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. I'm going to set the Facebook Live thing up here if you guys want to comment while you watch. One of our experts didn't know this is a live video podcast, and I feel bad because I thought you did. Not anymore. Awesome. Sweet. Guys, thank you for coming to the show. I'm Joe Bates, your host. I don't know anything, so I always have guest experts to help me out in ranking things. Rank You Very Much. Today's episode is going to be Best Human Organ. And as always, I have two guest experts. To the right of me is really just she specifically called herself a nosy neighbor. And she is. She's just been bothering me all the time about to get on the show, trying to see what I'm up to. She doesn't trust me. I play music too loud. I don't know. I don't understand it. But folks, welcome Megan Midwest.
Hello.
Megan,
thanks for having me finally.
Oh, no problem. You've been asking, you've been knocking at the door.
I've been looking through the blinds for so long, and it's about time.
Yeah, it's very much, it's a modern day Bewitched episode, I feel like. It's very much.
I don't remember that part. Oh, there was.
Yeah, there was. The lady, she's like, I don't trust, they're up to something. And then Samantha just, you know?
Well, I thought it was a little Home Improvement.
A little Wilson-y.
Yeah.
You got it's like a mixture of right. Wilson and the lady I name I don't remember.
Right.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for coming on the show, Megan.
No problem.
Appreciate it. And then to the left of me is an expert in anatomy. Although when he told me, he said he was an expert on the insides of bodies. So I'm just assuming anatomy. But please welcome Jason Witherow.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Going pretty good, Jason. How was the trip to the show today?
It was good. I've never been in such a nice neighborhood in Chicago yet. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not bad. I feel like it had to have been in one before. You've been here for a couple of years now.
Yeah, no, just Chinatown, Koreatown. That's like my areas, and then that's it.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So if you're in Chinatown or Koreatown, look for the guy with glasses that shade or not shade based on if the sun's out. But we're going to have a great show, folks. Bingo. Do you say bingo?
Yeah, like bingo glasses, right?
Is that what that is?
Are they a little darker inside? That's what I think of. People, I you know what?
That's fair. I don't know the name of it.
I haven't played bingo officially in many years. It's been some time.
My grandma was great at bingo. I used to love bingo. We used to go to Thanksgiving in Houston. They have turkey bingo. So if you go to bingo, they give you a whole turkey.
Right.
They had like a dozen turkeys to give away.
How are you great at bingo, though?
Strategy,
right?
It's a lot of
spread, right?
If you see your person next to you, kind of about to get a bingo, start chatting them up so they don't hear the bingo. It's a lot of making sure the other people don't win than you yourself winning. You know,
because little lesson on life.
Little lesson on bingo, folks, right. and we're not even brought to you by bingo. So you're welcome. That's my name-o. Today is for Best Human Organ, folks. We have our list, as always. I know we have it behind us, but we're in a different location today. Our list for Best Human Organ: liver, stomach, heart, tongue, rectum, lungs, brain, skin, nose, ear, and spleen. As always, I'd like to ask the guests, what's your criteria in determining what a best human organ is, Megan?
Oh, wow. Well, there are certain functions of the body that I appreciate more than others, and I would rank them very subjectively
based on
my appreciation for their function.
And anything when ranking stuff, only subjectively is
absolutely
the only way we do that here.
Absolutely.
No objective. We don't want any actual.
Nothing official about.
The facts are the worst part of the show, I feel like.
Of course.
Jason, how about you? What are your criteria for ranking what the best human organ is?
If you can't replace it, that's pretty cool, right?
If there's no replacement for that organ,
Yeah, it's pretty important.
I see. So that's so for you, the best is not really necessarily what it does, just this necessity.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you can grow it on a rat and then attach it to yourself later, that's pretty lame, right? Yeah, it's nothing special. You can grow those.
The rat arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just before we do surgery, can we ask Stuart Little to come in here and carry your new organ?
He's got like a hunchback with an ear on top. And he's like, ah.
Perfect. Awesome. Fantastic. For me, the criteria of best human organ is really what I'm most proud of. You know, what part of me am I most proud of? You know, that's what I got to figure out going through this list. And I think based on all our criteria, I'm pretty sure I know which one's gonna be taken off the list pretty easily. But I'm gonna ask you guys, this is the veto round. Okay. We go through, we each take a human organ off the list that we don't think is the best human organ. And I gotta be honest at this point, saying human organ so much makes me feel like a serial killer. Like this doesn't, I don't feel comfortable
like
saying
we're in the trade. Yeah, like, one of the two.
Well, no, I'm not gonna kill you guys. I just mean that would be a snuff film. I just feel like it's like, hey, you guys ever collect human organs before?
Right. Well, you know, I'd say it did cross my mind coming here, having never met either of the two of you, that I did not want to be waking up in a bath filled with ice and a phone says, call 911, don't move. That did cross my mind, the whole picture in my mind. But then I was like, you know what, I know your sister well enough.
I like the idea that my sister had told me that you were a medical expert and knew all these things about medical stuff. Yeah. And she came here and I go, I'm excited to know the show. And you're like, no, I sold the medical supplies.
Yes, yes. I thought initially that I was coming here to be in the peanut gallery to try to let everyone else. And then I thought when I agreed to actually come and sit on this couch, I thought that it was going to be on condiments. And then I thought I wouldn't be seen. So is it then like a
this is a lot of things at once.
Lifetime of surprise.
I will say in a text, I'll look back. I'm pretty sure I said video podcast.
Maybe.
But if I didn't, well,
maybe
we gotcha. We gotcha.
Like
it's too late now.
Christmas.
It's reverse Christmas. perfect. Welcome to reverse Christmas,
right,
everybody.
Right.
Where the Christmas in Russia, Christmas is you. So Jason and Megan, in the veto round, I just have to go through each of our experts and we'll take one off the list that we don't think is a best human organ.
Okay.
So Jason, what's your first thoughts? What one do you think is not the best human organ?
Spleen.
Spleen. Why spleen, Jason?
You could live without it.
Yeah.
You could just take it out of you.
Is it like in a – I have no idea what it does.
It helps the immune system.
So is it like the appendix?
No, I mean, you still need it for things, but you can live without it. You can manage.
Like, it recycles old blood cells.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So is it like...
Old red blood cells, yeah.
So if you don't have it, can you not do stuff?
I mean, you can't party hardy all the time if you don't have it. But
man,
like,
I like the party hardy.
But doesn't... I mean, the liver kind of does a little bit of that action already. So you don't need...
It's like it's another filter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you don't need me here because you have him. I'm like the spleen of the group.
Right? Well, to be fair, you're the one that described exactly what the spleen does. And he says it does something.
It does, yeah.
I have been on organsandbody.com.
Organsandbody.com. That's what the show is sponsored by, folks.
Yes.
Organsandbody.com.
Organs of the body.
Organs of organs and body.
The organs and body. You haven't seen that website.
Yeah, that sounds, it kind of goes with the whole theme of what I've been saying so far. Organs and bodies .com.
Yeah.
So spleen. Yeah, I think spleen was going to easily be taken off the list. So I understand that. Megan Midwest. Which one on the best human organs do you think, you know what, doesn't need to be on this list?
I was going to go for spleen as well, but, you know, I don't like to be agreeable, so I'm going to start.
Well, it's already gone off the list.
True. Oh, it's gone.
Yeah,
oh, I
it's
didn't
gone.
There,
Once
there's
they,
not a vote. There, you know,
well, no, first round is just you guys taking one off. It's you're vetoing, you're taking your own individual responsibility.
Got it.
You're feeling it in your heart of hearts, your soul,
okay,
and faith.
Oh, heart.
In the show.
That's one.
Right, okay. So, you know, I have to say the ear.
The ear.
Not, we're not, are we talking about the inner ear or the whole portion?
No, when I say ear, I mean the what's doing, I guess it's got to be the inner ear, but what's functioning for you to listen to the sound.
Got it. Okay.
So like the anvil and the hammer and the third bone.
Yes, the cochlea.
The cochlea.
And the tympanic membrane.
Yeah.
And the chimpanzee membrane. The
chimpanzee membrane. It's the monkey that makes everything into sound in the brain.
That's where it all started. Okay, so then I wouldn't say the ear. All right.
Well,
we're left with some important ones.
No, they're all important.
Let's just say.
They made the list of the best, I'm assuming they.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, we do live in the United States. Maybe we could get rid of the stomach.
The stomach.
We can live without the stomach.
Yeah, my friend has a thing. It goes esophagus down to the thing. Right. He had the whole thing removed.
Is
you know?
It what, like a short gut? Isn't that? No, that's when you get rid of the intestines, right?
Yeah, he has to eat real small meals like every like hour or so.
Oh, that's okay.
Is he an owl? Is he a bird or something?
He's
an infant.
prone to stomach cancer. So to make sure he doesn't get it, they remove the entire stomach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's not necessary, though.
Not necessary.
Yeah.
You have to change your diet a little bit.
That's true. Well, you know,
but we've all been, you know, I needed to do that for a while. All I do for, I'm not even lying about it. For dinner, I'll just have an entire can of Pringles.
Yeah.
It's dinner.
That's dinner. Is that not good?
No, it's great. It's great. Is that why your skin has that healthy glow?
It's the sodium.
It is. Right?
I love sodium so much. I need it right now. also, these drinks Megan brought, by the way, fantastic. They're grapefruit, kombucha, I think Hendrix gin, and then a bitter.
And no bitters.
There are no bitters. There's no bitters, uh-huh. So that's why it's so sweet.
Right. Right. No, I brought the bitterness, just not in the drink.
Perfect. So we're taking off. Stomach off the list. So we're taking a spleen, stomach. I'm going to be up next. And the one I'm going to take off right now is, and this is just because I don't have a great one of now anyways, so I don't really use it, is nose.
Wait, what?
I don't think nose is the best human. I have a very bad sense of smell.
Okay.
And I've been able to live life really well.
Okay.
Like almost too well. Like everything in my life is easy. It's so perfect. No, my nose. I don't think the nose is that important. I don't think you need the smell.
You know, but how funny would you look without one, though, right?
Well, I think so.
Just have a gaping hole in the middle.
So
of
here,
your
here, I feel like we're going in a direction I probably should start now. When I take something off the list, it doesn't come off my body. I'm just saying it's not the best human organ. I'm not removing.
Oh, it doesn't.
I'm not just removing parts and being like this. Now we're. This is all I am.
This is what I look like now.
I just slowly. Surgering. I'm not a doctor.
That's fair. Okay. So why do you say the nose beyond that?
Because I think the sense of smell is not that important.
Okay.
So I can't imagine. I could do without a nose. I don't need the sense of smell compared to some of these other ones. I think they're a better human organ. A human organ I respect more than any of the other ones.
You don't respect your nose.
Not as much as I respect the lungs or the liver or the brain or any of these other ones.
Okay, all right.
It's true.
You know, maybe I'm shifting my stance a little bit. But think of all the embarrassing things that happen over the course of your life. What percentage have to do with having a booger hang out of your nose that you didn't know about?
I honestly.
Would that be a large percentage? I mean.
No, because I have no shame in just taking care of things.
Yeah, you do it in the middle of business. Like, so by the way, Bob, I was thinking.
Yeah, but that's not the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part is attending an event, having it there
unaware.
The whole time. Mm. Good to see you, thinking you're awesome, you're hilarious, I really impressed them. And then you hit the bathroom, end of the night, see there's a dangler.
Well, Megan, one of the things I pride myself on is my relationships and social relationships with people that I feel like the people that I meet and trust would be trustworthy enough to let me know that I have a booger.
But you might not know them. If you're meeting someone someone for the first time, well, you haven't developed a rapport.
The moment I meet somebody, I
grab onto that rope, you know?
With my charisma, the moment I meet somebody, it's like we've known each other for years. You know, that's it's a hearty handshake. Hey, you're looking good, Chuck. And then Chuck goes, hey, you know what? You're a good cat.
Got a booger.
But you got a booger in your nose, man. I got to be honest. And I go, Chuck, that's why we're good friends.
Bats in the belfry. Well, you know. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Do I have a booger in my nose right now?
No, but no. I think you think you do. And if Jason and I work together, we could probably get you to think you have.
Right? Yeah.
Well, luckily I have video in front of me letting me know what's going on. A little distance, but I have a large enough nose that I can kind of make out what's going on.
All
right. I think.
Maybe.
Possibly. So that's so nobody's really fighting to keep the nose on the list here. Gotcha. So the nose is off. Folks, that's a quick round of the veto. So quick that I think we should do another round of it and take some more stuff off the list. You know, can I borrow that right now so I can cut some stuff out so I don't repeat anything? I don't want to repeat anything. There you go.
Thank you.
We took out nose, stomach, spleen. What's left on the list, folks, is liver, heart, tongue, rectum, lungs, brain, skin, and ear. So continuing through the list, Jason, what's the next one that you think is not the best human organ?
Tongue. Yeah.
Man, do you like eating?
I mean, I like eating, but you know, you can eat anything without a tongue still, right?
But the beauty of eating is not what it being in your stomach. It's this process. It's the entry move. That's where eating is enjoyable, I would assume, right? That's when you taste. That's when you taste the flavors. You know, that's when it goes to the whole.
Yeah, but I have a little info for you. Thank you, organsofthebody.com. we do have taste buds on our lips, the roof of our mouths, and our cheeks.
Really?
So, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't either until I looked it up on organsofthebody.com.
I never knew. I'm very shocked at that. I'm surprised. I always thought it was just because you have that tongue folding, right? The tongue diagram where it's like this part is savory, this part is like salt, this part is.
That was made by a cereal company in the 1950s. So
really?
Yeah, it's not true.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
So this whole. Wow. Yes, my head had just exploded with advertising information.
Mm-hmm.
With average advertising.
Yes, information. With average advertising information. It's not abstinence, but it's close to it. You know, it's not full on. But that's like the other day. When I was a kid in consumer economics class or consumer education class. Consumer education, I think it was called. They taught us the
elementary school. Wait, you're a kid?
He did his MBA in elementary.
I'm older. I'm 30. I'm about to be 31.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I know. I look great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So with the exception of that booger hanging.
In the sodium skin. And just a glow. It's just a glow. But I remember they taught in advertising that when they say better, it means best. And when they say it's best, it means better. That's common phrasing in advertising. And I was talking to some people about that the other day. And they go, I've never heard of that. And then I Googled it, and it doesn't exist. So this thing that I based like all my – like anytime advertising, I'm like, well, you got to say better because that means best. And they're like, what are you talking about? Now I know. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Anytime. Like the word –
like right now.
No, perfectly. Perfect. Right now perfect is a perfect example. Time. But like the word expedite. Hey, we need to expedite this.
Yes.
I've been saying this till 27. Expediate. I've been pronouncing expediate, and no one said anything.
Wow. I mean,
just a complete idiot.
A letter.
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's good. And you know what? I think that word deserves a meaning, though.
Well, it's like speedy. I just thought I heard speed in expediate, so that would just make people go quicker. I thought, but
so I think you do have a definition for it. Then
it's even speedier than expedite.
Yeah.
It's when you need to expedite something even faster.
You need to race about at least looking like you're doing it faster. You don't necessarily need to be accomplishing anything.
It's looking like you're doing something fast when not accomplishing anything.
Absolutely. I watch my kids expediate every morning when they put their coats on. It's amazing.
They somehow put their arms in like two armholes and one arm, and then
there's a lot of running in place, so like that I'm a maniac moment, but actually nothing is occurring.
I was watching TV with my niece. This is a side story, not really expediting.
Yeah.
But I was sleeping on the couch. She was sitting there, and every time I closed my eyes, she would hit me in the head.
That's great.
Just to make sure that I was awake to watch the magical world of Mickey Mouse.
How could you fall asleep to something like that?
I don't know. I tried my hardest. It really was.
For shame. Uncles are supposed to do.
Just sleep.
Mm-hmm. Sleepy Uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm. Sleepy Uncle Joe. I don't like that nickname. Jason, what do you? So you're taking off tongue off the list.
Yeah.
Huh? And your reasoning is?
I mean, you don't need it to do anything other than just taste, right? Like, I could live without a tongue, right?
I guess, but
that's like a sign of badassery too, right?
Don't use your tongue to kind of get stuff out of your teeth and like everything too.
Why? It's toothbrush and toothpick.
That's
God forbid
I use floss. Actually, there's a story that floss isn't that good for you.
Yeah, it makes your gums like more prone to bacterial infections.
Well, okay, truth or not truth? Now I don't believe anything.
Well, it was a recent
fake news. Fake news.
Fake news alert. No. Okay, I think the tongue is important for certain people. And there are certain people that don't need it. Some people, I wish they would not have a tongue because I don't ever want to hear from them ever.
That's the other thing. It helps you talk.
Mm-hmm. So that might be good for quite a few people, probably including me. And then how about that sect of dirty old men? Right? The dirtiest gestures, inappropriate public gestures, are always made with the tongue.
Yeah, a lot of licking lips.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we were in Morocco on a tour.
Humble brag.
As children. Yeah. No.
Just a regular brag.
It was a regular brag, except that my memory of it is not braggadocious. If you were in this bus, crammed with people and hungry like the rest. So yes, I guess it does appear as a brag.
So you're on a bus. Then it kind of takes, every time you're just on a bus, it kind of takes.
We're on a bus, but this is my memory of Tangiers, of looking out the bus, and we're all on one side, and everyone goes, "Oh!" as some dirty old man, arms out, tongue out, and that's my memory of one entire country.
So, just one dirty old man.
But I don't think he's the only dirty old man who does gestures like that.
I did a quick study. There's only 7 dirty old men in the entire world.
Okay, great.
You met one of them.
They're all watching right now. they're actually the only ones.
Yeah, those are my audience.
That's the only one.
They're like the Dragon Balls.
You would really limit your dirty gesture making.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm not gonna knock it. Mega Midwest.
We're getting rid of the tongue. It's gone. All right. Well, when I look at these, it's a tough remaining list.
Yeah. Again, this is the list of 11 that are the best. So then once you can take more away, you're going to have the better of the best. Best equals better. Better equals best.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I guess, I thought I'd really lobby for the rectum, but...
Don't even know him.
Well, I know, right? Damn near killed him. But, because I've really appreciated its use over the last 37 years, but if I don't have a nose... Oh, right, we're not actually... Okay, never mind.
We're not removing parts. We're not killing... There isn't somebody in another room just... waiting to hear what the results are. There isn't.
You're going to watch an internal struggle because my time in the bathroom is so precious.
Yeah.
And so enjoyable because it's solo time. It's thinking time. And I think actually Dana Carvey mentioned in the best movie ever made, Opportunity Knocks, that we do, what is it, we spend one third of our lives in the toilet, and that's where we do most of our thinking.
I gotta say that in all of my years, the best movie ever made, Opportunity Knocks, that's gotta be the first time I've ever heard that phrase.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those words together have never
like
been
Dana heard. Carvey wouldn't even say it's the best movie ever made.
No. I think I saw it 3 times in the theaters as a child. So, but I think we spent a third of our lives, waking lives, on the toilet. And we wouldn't get that solo time, that thoughtful time.
Without the rectum.
Right. It's like, I got to go change my colostomy bag. And that isn't, you
want to do that in private too.
But there's not a lot of thinking that goes on beyond, I just don't want to spill this thing, right?
So again, I can't stress this enough.
We have them still.
We still have the rectum. Like, you're not taking it off. You're saying, is a rectum a better human organ than the lungs?
Well, I'm saying it's not as necessary.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't get
this past. Is not a necessity thing. It's just what organ is better.
I can't get past. I cannot get past.
Removal.
The removal.
The removal of organs.
This is, it's been still the problem. I told you, it would have been a lot easier with condiments.
You got to remove condiments.
I can remove, yes.
Anyway. I didn't know we were doing condiments.
Well, that's what I thought we were doing.
I thought you were a medical professional. Yeah,
I thought a lot of things, too, that I found out were untrue.
I think we can just both agree, Carrie's the blame.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
Done.
Perfect. okay, the rectum. Off the list.
I'm a little sad about that, because no matter how bad your life is, you still have a morning constitution, and that's like your time. It's like your sort of yoga, right? Like, you don't have the time in your life. You have to go to work all the time, right? But even when you're at work, those like 15 minutes of you just sitting in the stall, just letting it all flow, like, right. It's the best. Yeah. In some people's lives, it's their thing.
I would take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you can take a nap.
Time from work.
Wake up when the phone beeps, wipe, get out of there. Like, it's kind of important. Is somebody call in and bring it back?
that's a good reminder. If you call in, folks, on BitChat, if you're watching on BitChat, feel free to call in. Let us know what you think is the best human organ. We'll add it to the list, and we'll get to the top six when we discuss all these other things. But, yeah, feel free to call in. If you're watching on Facebook Live, feel free to comment. Let us know what you think of the best human organ is. Seems like a lot of people are watching, but it also seems like a lot of people are leaving immediately after watching. But as always, BitChat, we're doing fantastic on it. I think we have. Let me check here. Yeah, we got about 90 views, 46 likes. You guys on BitChat are fantastic. You guys on Facebook Live are really fucking up. now you're doing fine, you people. So yeah, we're down to we just took off rectum. Which, you know, disappointing. I thought rectum had a chance. I understand. It's a relaxing moment in your life. For me, I fall asleep on the toilet a lot, no matter my sobriety at all. Like, I fall asleep real easily because I don't sleep at all. So when I get a chance and I just relax and it's quiet, I'm done. I'm out. So I've been in a lot of situations. One time, passed out on a toilet at a pizza store where my friends had to get the owner to open the bathroom door, unlock it, and then just see me there sleeping on the toilet. So I'll tell you.
You know, in the hospital world, that's a thing.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't have that disease. They did that in Scrubs where if you take a poop, then all of a sudden you just pass out and faint.
It's called vasovagal stimulation. And if you bear down too hard, like you're taking a big dump, you'll pass out. And this happens more commonly in old people, and their heart can stop. So they can. Oof. It's called a commode code.
Is that all people die?
I mean, when I was an EMT, there was one person that passed.
And you had a commode code.
We had a commode code, but we had to like knock on the door a lot and be like, "We're coming in now." And then there was a guy there and he died.
Oof.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was the thing that they wear around their neck?
The life alert.
Yes, there should be a button on your toilet too, right?
It's like right next to the flush.
Like, that's almost too hard to reach.
And I can't get up.
It needs to be like down, right?
What it should be, and this sounds crazy, a little extra work, but when you sit on the toilet, it's pressurized. And when you stand up, you press a button to let it know that you're standing up. So if you don't press the button, therefore, it's commode code.
Like right. An on-the-air light.
Or like the airbag sensor in your passenger seat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that, or if you're sitting on the seat, and can it take some reading, like
put a little shock absorbers in there, you know,
like little blood pressure reading. Because
they have those, like the really expensive toilets, you know, the really expensive toilets,
the Japanese toilets.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that because I was like, am I being racist? But it is a Japanese toilet.
It is, right?
They read your fiber intake and everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like from when you actually
they take a stool sample.
Yeah, they take the stool sample and do the readings, and I think they do what you're saying. They read the blood pressure off of you sitting on it.
Well, what is it? What's the artery that goes to your leg?
The femoral artery.
The aorta. Yes.
The aorta?
No, femoral artery. Right there. Yeah,
there
it is.
Right there.
The vernacular vein. Is that a thing? Femoral ooze.
You sound like D&D body parts.
Yeah, that's...
You gotta get the elf
femorials. Yeah. Let's not let Megan know how nerdy that we are.
Okay. was that
Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh gosh!
Oh gosh!
Too late.
Yeah.
I know, right? Wow.
Perfect. So I'm going to take something off the list now. Then again, guys, we're about to get to the final five. If you want to comment or call in, let us know what you think should be the best human organ. I'm going to take one off the list right now. All we have left is liver, heart, lungs, brain, and skin, and ear. I'm drinking.
Liver hurt.
This is tough. Best human organ, ones that I appreciate, ones that I like. I'm going to take lungs off the list. And my reasoning is... lungs hinder me from doing any, like, I don't think I wouldn't mind. I don't smoke, but I wouldn't mind smoking. But lungs tell me I shouldn't be doing that. I feel like they're holding me back, my lungs, from enjoying life to the fullest, you know? Lung cancer is really destroying everything that I want to do. Because smoking, you ever smoked? Oh, man, it's a pleasure. It really relaxes you. It really lets you know that life is, you can always look cool. I like looking cool.
Right.
With cigarettes. Sometimes I'll have three cigarettes if I'm having a good night, you know. But I don't smoke.
Three cigarettes at one time.
Three cigarettes at once, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll juggle.
To really look cool.
Yeah, they really look cool. I'll wear like four leather jackets.
Yeah.
I'll have three cigarettes and then like seven pairs of sunglasses on top of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's... I don't want
to... good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to be able to roll up your cigarettes in the sleeve.
In the leather jacket. In the top leather jacket. Yeah, I roll that leather jacket sleeve up.
Right. What size is the top leather jacket?
Oh, it's an extra, extra, extra large.
It is.
Yeah, so it's really easy to roll the sleeve up.
Right.
But it keeps falling down. The cigarettes fall out. But for like a moment, I look really cool.
It does. And, you know, the problem with that sleeve falling down, it's like a lot of noise. It's like a leather jacket sleeve falling down.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Right.
That noise.
You know what it is? You know how it's like, and this is the tough part of being on a leather couch, is that like, you ever sit there and you're talking to someone and you make a move, and I don't think I have the right clothing on to do it, but it kind of sounds like you pass gas.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you spend like probably the next 5 minutes
trying to make it
happen.
That's
again.
A guess.
So that people know that you didn't actually do it.
That was a joke I used to do when I first started. You sit in a chair and you make a noise, and you keep... You know, like, you don't want to say, hey, I didn't fart, because that's what an insane person would do.
Because then everyone thinks you did.
And then, so what you do is just start, rah, 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 make the noise.
Right.
But I do it so much that then I'll actually fart.
just wiggle it right out.
Yeah, that's how you can fake a noise, but you can't fake a smell.
No. Do you ever do it where, like, you hold it in so much?
And the stomach noises?
And then it basically is one. But it doesn't come out. It's just heard inside.
And then methane just goes throughout your body. I'm pretty sure that's how spontaneous combustion
is. Well, and then, try to say, I'm really hungry. But when it's happening after a large meal, like, it's not the stomach growling.
There's
other things at play. So,
they're like, I could just hold it in forever. That's how. That's how.
Just hold it in.
Gas that fills any space works.
That's usually my favorite part of hanging out with friends or like going to like a dinner party is holding in the farts. Then I just get to come home and just fart it out. Like it's like a de-stressing exercise.
Sounds horrible.
Well, I mean, it's horrible holding them in. I wish it was just socially acceptable to just fart in the middle. Let's go over here, guys. Check out the foyer. And then, like,
you know,
someday you'll be old enough.
Yeah.
And it will be acceptable. You do it and then you just continue.
And then I'll be that guy on the bus, like,
dirty mouth. thing.
Dirty mouth thing.
He has no tongue now.
He'll become one of the seven old guys.
Watch. Well, they die one day, and they got to get a replacement, so that makes sense. Okay, I'm taking lungs off the list. We went back to rectum somehow. Somehow it's still
like
all ties back to rectum.
Potty jokes always.
Potty jokes always. Cool, cool, cool. We're down to our final five, folks. Again, if you want to comment on Facebook Live or call in to add one to the list. Otherwise, we're going to stick with this final five. We have liver, heart, brain, skin, and ear. At this point of the show, I like to go through each list, each item one at a time, and discuss whether it should be a top three best human organ. So the first one we're going to start with, liver.
Totally.
You think totally it's, top three?
It's totally. You need it.
Well, again, you need it.
No, I mean,
I feel like we're getting back off track here.
No, it's not that you can't live without it, kind of thing. Physically, you can't. But I'm saying the liver, it's just primo. It does the things you need it to do. You know, it just processes the alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, it helps you drink.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I have to say, there's a very important word embedded in the word liver,
mm-hmm.
and that's live.
ER.
E-R.
No, you're right.
E-R.
Yeah, live. It's
E-R.
Live.
Yeah. Ew.
IV.
It's
a conjunction. I have. I think, and
like wind boggle already with just this one word. So.
It's brought to you by Boggle and organsinthehumanbody.com. Which organsinthehumanbody.com
might be associated with organsofthebody.com.
Rain Man. just boggling your minds. so you're saying liver a top three organ?
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
All right, you know, I'm looking at the list and the ones I see on here, and I could say that I could make a case for that too. Okay, liver top three. We'll get to it when we get back to the top three. Heart,
no.
Heart, you don't think it's, make it? Do you think heart is a top three human organ?
No.
I feel like there was a moment in time where heart was like everyone's favorite organ. You know, like mm-hmm. a Valentine's Day hustle. You know, all like first got heart out there, and then everyone like kind of countered like it's not really your heart. You know, it's just your brain. You know, and then people would counter. So now the brain is a more important one than the heart. So heart is really like, in the whole marketing campaign for heart,
right,
as a human organ, we've gone beyond it. We're past that.
It's not my favorite. It's an important. I put up there at the top. Now remind me again. What's the show about?
It's ranking picks.
No.
What are we doing?
Again, it's whatever you want it to be.
No,
it's best human organ. So whatever.
Is it best or favorite? Because that's going to be very important.
Well,
it's Joe's show, it's Joe's favorite.
It's
right?
Always,
is it Joe? We are ranking Joe's favorite.
No. It's the best and worst of whatever the item is. And that how you get there is however you want to get there.
So it's not favorite then?
It can be. That's for you to decide.
Okay.
So if it's your favorite, then technically it is the best.
Okay.
Or if you think it's the best. Again, as you stated earlier, subjectively is how you're viewing this.
Well, so the heart, you know, there's a lot of attacking with the heart.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
That's a problem.
I can't be attacked by my own.
So you're worried about heart murder.
Well, I don't, I mean, a heart, right. I could be attacked by my own organs, the heart attack. Is it a sneak attack? Is it, you know, is it coming? Is it my left arm that's feeling funny or is it my right arm? Is that a stroke?
Do I smell toast?
Yeah. Is that what is?
It's the stroke.
Have you?
The right arm pain is the heart attack, actually.
But like, is it right arm pain?
Yeah, it's right arm pain. So you'd be like, you know, I'm feeling right.
That's
here.
What I'm saying.
Because it's
forget it. What if the left arm's really hurting that day and you're also having a little heart burn? See, it burns you and attacks you.
Can I ask you
it's
a medical
kind of
question?
Sure.
If I'm drinking or I'm eating something, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll have a feeling and then my left arm will hurt a lot and then I'll vomit. What is that?
Is that for real? That really happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a vasovagal stimulation. So your body's bearing down. And it's not like the thing we talk about pooping, the bear down feeling. You're doing that to puke. And there's something up with your body and the muscles, the way like you strain something and you can just like.
So like I'll have the sharp pain here and then I'll vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This show just took a turn for maybe we need to call a doctor or some medical expert. We could do
it. Is it, well, I see the doctor. I've had that before, and they said there's, I'm like healthy as an ox.
Why are you puking, though?
Well, I'm eating or I'm drinking or something like that. It's like.
He's got to be beautiful. Come on.
You're right, right.
Well, no, not that I'm forcing. Well, I actually do because I know I got to get something out of my body, you know? But I
ballsy.
Like,
how often are we talking about?
Once every 4 months. Not common.
Not that's not common.
Once every 6 months.
It's a tri-yearly purge, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't. I'm not, again, I'm not. Happens in I'm New not Year's. Bulimic. I'm not bulimic.
Right before summer.
This is not bulimia, folks. This is not bulimia. But I do. I worry about that. You know, I go to a doctor probably. Huh?
Hey, Jesus, I mean, the fact
we're experts, right?
I'm gonna get really nosy here, but the fact that this is happening, you got a pain here, and then it's followed by the puking, seems to be like
is that a heart
symptomatic
attack?
It's a brain thing. What, that he's just conjuring this up?
No, it's not like that, but like the nerves that run to the brain do stuff. Like your brain tells you to puke. Right, and then you're gonna puke, but then like it also bears down on other nerves.
Do you think it's doing this as like a warning sign that I need to puke?
So that happens first.
You could just be wired that way. Everybody's wired differently, even though we're the same. So you could just be weird like that, where you're just like bleh, and then puke.
Yeah, I have a sharp pain, then I go to the toilet to go vomit, then I can't. So I do the thing to get out. Yeah, I help myself to get it out of my system. Right. Something's wrong.
Not bulimic though.
No. Otherwise, you're just going to sit and wallow in your nausea for a significant period of time. You'd just rather bite the bullet.
Exactly.
I get it.
I'm the first part. I'd rather just do that. I hate puking, but yeah.
It feels great when it's out. I feel a lot better.
But that doesn't stimulate an entire series of like then the dry heaves and then the or is it just
No. I get I'll like the first one will get like 10% of it, and the second one I'll get like the rest of it.
Okay. Wow.
You're a champ.
I know. Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun.
I'm a little worried, but I actually feel a little bit better because I thought I was having heart attacks every time.
No.
Not having heart attacks.
Good. So you're not the burn or the attack.
Yeah. Well, with women don't feel pain the same way as men. So, like, when women have heart attacks, they feel it like so different than men. Men will just be like, world's ending, impending doom. Women, they'll be like, I just got some indigestion. And then they'll be like, I guess it's been around for a few hours.
And then you give birth.
Yeah. Right. And you go to the bathroom and you poop a baby and you're like, what? Right. Yeah.
I'm starting to think you're not an expert. Pooping a baby.
Sorry. Front poop.
Front poop a baby. Okay.
Wouldn't that be a middle? Actually. Definitely not an expert.
My shoulder. No. cool. I've learned something. That was important. Yeah. I needed to know that.
About your own life.
About my own life. That's why I had this podcast. I don't want to go to the doctor. I just want to just guess what's going on.
Do you feel best or do you feel better?
It depends what you mean.
I know.
Okay. Awesome. So heart will take off the list. I'm always worried. You ever have like another thing about the heart? You ever have like the heart flutter?
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought it was like the heart draining really quickly, but people say it's a flutter. And then when people explain it to me, it's like butterflies in your heart, you know? Mm-hmm. I have that every now and then. And then this arm goes a little numb.
Yeah, you're talking about
the
wrong people.
You gotta go to the hospital, Joe.
You might. Oh.
But I actually think this shoulder is really fucked up because I for a while I thought I was having a constant heart attack. Mm-hmm. And I did go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And I went to the 24/7 emergency center. Mm-hmm. So I went there and the guy's like, are you having a heart attack? Like, I think I feel like I'm having a heart attack. And like, I go, so I don't know what you're doing. You had to go to a doctor. So I'm like, I'm trying. What are you? What is this? What are you? And then he tells me, he goes, let me know what the doctor says. I was like, you're the goddamn doctor. So I went to a doctor, and then the guy said that I have something wrong. My muscles are really like tight here, so I feel this like numb pain constantly in my chest.
Mm-hmm. Because of my shoulder.
Maybe. It's maybe a flexibility thing because I'm not the most flexible. I can't touch my toes. I'm not a flexible person, right. Mm-hmm. But he told me a shoulder stretch to do. to constantly do that, but I forget, and then I get that pain again. And I feel like sometimes if anything happens here, this arm will just go numb.
Yeah.
You're like Charlie from It's Always Sunny. You just like self-heal yourself in weird ways. I got the heart flutters. I got to stretch. I get the rat stick, do these nice shoulder stretches.
I'm a very successful Charlie Day. he's way successful. Okay, well, now that I've learned some things, sorry about that, guys. Took a tangent there.
No worries. Is that the heart?
They were taking the heart off. I just wanted to really get We're going to get heart out.
Heart's the worst.
So next on the list, I'm assuming you were going to want it to be a top three of the brain.
Yeah.
Well, the brain is called the master organ.
Yeah.
So
is this organs in the human body.com?
No, it's organ. Now I don't even remember what the website is. You called it the wrong name every single time. I don't remember it anymore.
Bodies and organs.
My
for everybody.com.
Scrambled. organsofthebody.com.
Yes. Organs of the body.
Yes.
I can say an organs in the body. Yeah. Then I said organs and the body.
No. So
we're going to find a black market website.
But here's the problem. You know, are we talking about everybody's brains, or because there's certain brains that we could do without,
like Jeffrey Dahmer's brain.
And I would even go far.
Hillary's going for the darkness the lady who leaves her right blinker on and goes 20 miles per hour on like short drives.
Yes. Okay. People who don't use the right turn lane, like they just slowly, you know. So, you know, I don't know. I value many brains, but there are many I don't. So
So what we'll do now, because we have two more and we only have one on the top three, we'll put on the cusp. We'll look at the other two and decide whether brain should beat those out.
But can I tell you, let me just make a case for the brain really quickly. Can I?
You seem like you're making a case against the brain.
Well, I was, except that I've written some notes.
Okay.
So one, it is the least explored organ. And I mean, think of how brilliant the brain is. It's the least explored. So we don't really know. It remains like very, you know, mysterious. Yes. And that it is the fattiest organ. So it's 60% dry weight is contributed by fat in the brain. And it's only 2% of your total weight, yet it uses 20% of the total oxygen.
Like, really?
Kind of amazing. You know, it's like, we pay all these taxes. We don't really know where they go. You know, it's kind of brilliant in that
way. We need transparent brain government.
Yeah. it's kind of a brilliant thing going on.
It's very strange because the brain is what we need to do to figure out the brain. Yeah. And we haven't explored the brain. The brain's like, we don't.
Let's give it a rest. Let's give it a rest.
Yeah.
What's this heart doing, though?
Yeah. Let's just go something else. It's a lot easier. It'll give it up far faster. I mean, but really, it's that it weighs so little compared to the rest of our body, but it's a taker.
It's brilliant. Just constantly. Well, it is making all the body functions work.
Yes.
It's keeping track of everything.
The puppeteer.
In a standard world, in my sister's family, right?
Mm-hmm.
My sister, she probably weighs 10% of everybody in that family put together, but she takes up 50% of the oxygen.
I don't know. I heard your brother talk too.
In my family, there is no oxygen.
There's a lot of oxygen.
There's never been oxygen in this family. Okay, that's good to know. That's interesting. You didn't give me that information.
It's got it down. It's got it figured out. It has us figured out. You know?
Brains aren't aliens. You seem like you're treating brains like aliens.
It could be. I feel like it could survive on its own.
We're just husks of just.
And it's like, it looks like kind of a jellyfish in like a glass.
Yeah, just solarium, only one tentacle, just like, though.
A spinal cord. Okay, right.
Is that what that is?
I mean,
that's the thing that goes down.
Is that included in the brain? By the way, is that
part of the central nervous system?
It is, but we're just talking brain.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what are we saying?
No, we're talking brain. We're talking the brain.
It ends right here. So, like, boom,
like stem.
Right at the brain stem, the cerebellum or whatever it's called.
Have you ever got a concussion?
I don't. Not that I know of.
Oh, maybe.
You?
Yeah,
maybe.
I got a concussion. I lost my memory.
Really?
Yeah, I was playing football, and then after the game, we're all celebrating the end zone for the win.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, guys, it's halftime. And they go, no, it's not. The game's over. I go, no, it's halftime, guys. Why are we celebrating? And then I forgot the last 2 weeks of my life. And then one of the things I remember in the game after I went to the hospital, and in the hospital I kept going with my dad. I go, hey, what was the score of the game? It was 23-17. I go, did I get any touchdowns? He goes, no. Did I play well on defense? He goes, yeah, you made a good play. And I pause and I go, hey, what was the score of the game? I did that for like a 3 hours straight, same five questions that everybody knew what the questions were around me before I asked them. And then at 3 a.m, I woke up and like my mind was back.
Did you remember that previous 2 weeks?
A little bit of it, not all of it. I remember in the game I lined up as a wide receiver to go catch the ball. And my buddy goes, Joe, we're on defense. And I go, okay. And then I lined up on defense.
Wow. So maybe you shouldn't have been playing out in that game.
Yeah.
No. But nobody knew I had a concussion other than that guy saw that thing. So I was playing, but I was a little, even watching the film, I was a little wonky.
This was Texas High School.
This is Aurora, Illinois.
Oh.
I was up in Wisconsin, Maranatha Baptist Bible Baptist Bible High School we're playing.
Oh.
Small school.
Mm.
Then I played the next week. And which then, I definitely shouldn't have done.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's very interesting. Everyone's like writing their reports now.
Yeah. It's right, but I don't want to say I'm the reason that stuff got big, you know, but I am. It's really I saved football.
Thank you.
Anyways, guys, welcome to Rank You Very Much. We have a great show. I'm your host, Joe. Okay.
We're starting today.
Okay, skin, top three organ. It is the heaviest organ.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not take someone as much oxygen as the brain.
Right.
It's kind of the opposite thing of the brain.
Right. Most surface area.
Heaviest. Doesn't use as much oxygen. Right. Dare I say, most efficient.
You dare say. Wait, why? Why is it? Is the most?
It's most of your body. It's a lot of your body weight, and it doesn't need that much energy.
But think how much money we put into our skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's sucking us dry in other ways.
I guess I don't know how much money I put into my skin.
How much do you spend on razors? Are you on the Dollar Shave Club?
No, I'm not the Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah.
I think I need to switch to the Dollar Shave Club because I got the Quattro and I feel like it's not doing a great job.
It's giving you a kind of a trace.
Yeah, a little bit of a trace, you know?
Yes.
And the hair gets caught up into it, yeah. And then that's just the whole thing. Like, I feel like I go through the blades quicker.
Okay.
I'm going to be Dollar Shave. I'll dollar it.
Yeah, give it a plug.
Hey guys, bingo. It's brought to you by Bingo, Boggle, and organsofthehumanbody.com. And that's it. So you're saying, lotion, people buy lotion, I guess.
Think about like the dermatologist.
Body wash.
Yes. I mean, the problem is if your skin is exposed or if your skin comes apart in some way, then, getting that back together because you can't leave like a gaping wound. That's kind of frustrating.
Think about
if you were stranded in the middle of, I don't know, anywhere in the world.
Idaho.
There you go. and you got some kind of puncture wound. You're kind of done for. Like your other organs are protected. Yeah, but like what if it gets infected? Your other organs are protected. They were smart to be on the inside.
That's the spleen's fault if it gets infected.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
The spleen prevents infections?
Well that's just pneumonia and meningitis, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Just pneumonia and meningitis, of course.
Right.
I would have said it if you didn't say it.
That was WebMD, by the way.
I think, though, the skin, yeah, you got a puncture wound and cuts and stuff, but that's protecting everything else. That's their first defense.
It can take you down. Naked and Afraid? It could take you down as quickly as anything else.
I had a large mole on the bottom of my foot. Large mole.
Yeah.
Quarter-sized mole.
There you go. Cancer.
Skin cancer. Yeah, the bottom of my foot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it cancerous?
It used to be there. They got removed.
Oh, wow.
It filled that whole thing. And, they said it could be cancerous.
Right,
when I got
right.
it tested, they took a thing because it was raised. Mm-hmm. It was raised like a quarter of an inch off my foot.
Wow.
And then they removed it.
Special shoes for those?
No, just a sock.
A little carve out the side.
little wedge sock, you know, just kind of fits in there. So
little
just
pocket.
Little mole pocket. Yeah, what are those? Oh, they're Nike mole pockets. Just cover it. And
pack in a little extra. You know?
When I got it removed, I was pissed. I was like, it's my body. My body's gone now. You know, I missed it. I missed it.
Did you ask to keep it?
I think I have it somewhere.
You do?
Yeah, I'll test it.
You know, I think you should probably determine a really important person in your life and then send it to that person at the end of a year. Like, thank you. Here's a little piece of me.
A little Vincent Van Mole.
There you go. No. I mean, the man did cut off his ear, right?
Yeah, he did cut off his ear. So it can't be that important.
So, right. So, I mean, since we made the seamless transition.
How much of the ear do you think he cut off?
What do you mean, how much of the ear? Dude, I think he just kind of cut like right along. Like, he went,
like, do you think it was like a little chunk here, no, a little hanger? Do you think he went full on?
Dude, he just went for the lobe. Here's a piece of my lobe. I love
it. It was a little more than a Vander guy on his
On the Tyson fight.
Tyson fight. I think it was a little more than that.
Yeah.
Like, I really think he just like full on went like the whole thing. And, you know, like the whole outside.
God, that's kind of. Like, do you think he had people around him to help him out there?
You think he got shit faced at the bar and he's like, I'm going to do it. I love her. And they're just like, no, don't.
Literally, no one. This never worked for anybody.
Yeah.
But that was all in the day, like the Hemingway? Was he on Hemingway?
No.
It
was far earlier.
Yeah, far earlier. Yeah.
But what was it, though? What's the drink that's made out of wormwood that had.
Absinthe?
Yes. That was of the Absinthe days.
Absinthe was hallucinating.
I could be contributing to our factless hour here, but I think that has.
I feel like we've got some facts in there.
Really, something. Hold on, I gotta
make my way around the corner.
Okay. this was. We're still going on, Jason.
Can you imagine?
This is the first time we've had a guest leave the show for a little bit.
Yeah.
So you don't think it's a full year?
I thought it was the full, like, I thought he cut the whole thing.
I feel like this part, I just feel like he'd bleed to death.
Maybe they had, like, an argument, and she was like, you don't listen. Then she ran off, and he couldn't say
anything.
He's like,
man.
I'll show that bitch. And then cut off his whole ear, and he's like, how's that for listening?
And then he sends it. So there's a male courier.
Yeah.
So there's mail. The mail system is developed.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Van Gogh is cut off his ear. He is put it in an envelope. Are there stamps involved?
How many stamps are there for an
ear? How many stamps is an ear these days?
Three? I'd say it's three.
Three? Yeah, three and a half?
3 ounces, yeah.
Could you do a half stamp? I'd do a half stamp. I'll be honest, I'd do a half stamp.
Do you think they still take it?
No.
Yes.
Not at all. Well, there was a thing. You know, 37 cents, you could do a stamp or you could tape 37 cents on the package, right?
Oh.
But each time you do that, it needs another 37 cents.
Oh, really?
The weight of the 37 cents forces you to put another 37, so you can never fully do that.
That's a pretty good racket.
Yeah, that's what they get you. That's how the stamps work.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of, you know, if anything, this whole thing is about me hating the postal office. If I had to say anything, you know? How many stamps do you think it takes to send an ear?
Send an ear. Probably an wow. Is that a question?
Yeah, it was we just had it from no, it's not. we're saying skin top three or not top three then?
I think skin's top three. Because we judge people by it, right?
It's like, true. And I really like pork skin too.
Yeah, it's true. What if I had bad skin? Would you and me be friends? I'm pretty sure you only have beautiful friends, right, Joe?
I do a lot of charity cases.
That's what the show's about.
This is just a charity case. I didn't really ever want to do a show, but some people need it. but so skin top three, and now we're between brain and ear. Which one should be in the top three?
One of them you can live without.
Brain.
So you could be Shiba-wise for a while.
People do live without a brain.
Yeah, you can vegetable it.
You could. That's gonna be the best life to live too. Just napping all the time.
Yeah, no, I think it's a living hell each and every day.
Yeah,
but do you remember? Do you know?
I don't know. Sometimes they like paralyzed. Oof! Don't get me started. Anyways,
get me started.
Brain and ear. What are you thinking?
You know, I hate to be so obvious, but probably the brain.
Yeah, I agree. So we're taking ear off the list. We're down to our top three: liver, brain, and skin. How you doing?
Yeah.
Which one? One of these is not like the other. So which one would you take off the list for a best human organ between liver?
Let me review my notes.
Liver, brain, and skin.
I don't think skin's the top
two.
I don't think skin's top two.
Don't think skin's top two.
But yeah, I would definitely have to say liver has to remain in the top.
We're really focusing on the liver here.
I mean, it does. It has too many functions. This is objective.
Yeah.
This is objective, Megan. Liver has a lot of functions. I don't know. So I'd say brain. You know,
brain?
I'd kick the skin to the curb.
So skin take to the curb. So we're, okay. Yeah. Skin's off the list, folks. We talked about skin for a while. We're down to our final two, liver and the brain. Just a reminder, when I did the audio podcast, this is the worst human organ.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that was one was the belly button.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a human organ? That's an organ?
There's a tie to it. Like, the inside your body, the belly button's tied to some things. If something happens, you could just die.
What does it tie
to? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like the umbilicus. Yeah, so
it's how you show us, because there's action in that belly button.
There's action? Sean Connery action.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
You need to take a little hydrogen peroxide and let it swim around.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Anyways, let's stop showing body parts and get to the brass tacks of the umbilical cord.
Imbecile.
Is the imbecile?
Yeah, that's how they feed people who can't feed themselves. They just do the feeding tube through there if they can't do anything through the mouth.
Like a fetus.
Like a fetus. Yeah, and if it fucks up, it'll detach and it doesn't heal properly inside and it'll fuck you up. You'll get sepsis.
When I was a kid, my parents told me that if you cut your belly button, you'll bleed to death. And I have real problems with letting anybody touch my belly button.
I mean, if somebody cuts you that deep to cut that part inside you, then you're dead. You're going to be dead if you don't get help. Yeah. So.
Ooh.
Right?
So anyways, we're talking about best human organ, though. None of this gross, worst stuff.
Yeah, quick aside.
Quick aside.
I also read that the human body is made up of,
molecules.
Almost, thank you, almost 78 organs. Okay, I don't understand that. Are we at 77.5? Why don't we just say 77?
Some people are born without some because they just discovered a new body part behind the knee. And it turns out it's in like 40% of the population.
What is that? What was
it? It's like a thing that helps the ACL, or, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's
Is it tissue?
It's a type of muscular tissue. And, you know, what's funny is that it's been around forever, right? Yet doctors were like, it's probably extra skin. You know, it's just kind of.
So do people have it perform better? Like, do they move laterally better?
It was just classified, we don't know. They're doing studies on that.
Wow. Yeah, so are they going to look at professional athletes and see what percentage of them have this particular?
Yeah, I think what it is that since it reinforces the ACL, it probably like is resistant. It helps like
the tears and stuff.
Right.
So yeah, that's why they say point, because some people are born without things. Some people are born without extra. And then, you know, you don't need to function without your appendix. So, you know, you can have no appendix and you have one less organ.
So the skeleton, not an organ.
I don't know that one. That sounds like a test question I would take in college.
Well, isn't the definition of an organ something that works together to perform one particular function?
It's multiple layers. It's multiple types of tissue coming together to perform one purpose.
One purpose.
Yes.
So the skeleton's performing one or multiple purposes.
I mean, the function of it and the stuff. And there's the inside. So I guess it's an organ?
But I would say it's the skeleton is an organ with the muscles. Because the muscles and the skeleton are working together.
Your skeleton's not moving on its own.
Yeah.
Your skeleton is not performing any function other than giving you a base model for you to be designed at. Mm-hmm.
You know what picture's coming to mind is that moment in Goonies.
Van Gogh.
Van Goonies.
Okay, it's Van Goonies.
Where they had the organ, and then there's a skeleton that was sitting at, you know what I'm talking about?
Just playing the
organ, skeleton, it all just.
And that's what this is about, folks. This is about the Goonies. And who's your favorite? I choose Chunk.
Oh, he's good with the blender scene.
I was a fan of slaw, but
we're hey, you guys. We're down to our final two. We're going to the vote, the voting of the what the best human organ is. My favorite part of the show. So I'm going to ask Megan, what is between the liver and the brain? What is the best human organ?
Okay.
I know it's a big deal.
Do you care if I peer up my notes again?
I don't care what you do. You could talk right. it out. You could do all these things. Just don't be silent.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. So it regenerates, which is pretty awesome.
It's like Wolverine of organs.
Right, right. So right here, that's like superhero status.
Yeah.
It destroys old red blood cells. So it basically does a function of the spleen. Mm-hmm. It stores sugar and vitamins and iron.
This is the liver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, you know you can get liver disease if you have more than 2 drinks a day as a woman and 3 drinks a day as a man.
That's why we're better. We can drink more.
It converts ammonia to urea. So how often are we ingesting ammonia? I don't know. Chose the wrong bottle for the think.
I thought it was Gatorade. Turns out it was Windex.
Right, right. And then you create bile salts that neutralize acid. I like salt, so thank you. It helps in elimination. It's the largest gland. And this is my favorite part. It's the hottest organ. Like,
really?
Yeah. What? Is it hotter than 98.6? Or, and everything
just
else?
Just good looking.
You know what? I figured. It has several lobes. So, you know, those lobes, they look so
7 lobes.
Hot. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems so cool. And because the brain still wants to remain so elusive, maybe I'm just annoyed with it, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to give it the advertising either.
Yeah, show me who you are.
Yeah.
We don't play those dating games.
Yeah, I'm not going to succumb to that. Like,
so what is your vote for best human organ?
I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with the liver.
The liver, folks. The liver, vote number one. Liver one, brain zero is where we're at. I'll go next. And I got to be honest. I think the reason you're saying these things is the brain is trying to keep a low profile. The brain is making you think these things and say these things. Therefore, I think, brain, your time of hiding is gone. I'm voting brain as best human organ, which means 1-1. Jason, it's up to you. You're the tiebreaker.
I got to say, I like something that does what it needs to do and has a bunch of functions and does them, and we know them. I like liver. I'm a liver.
It's like a true Midwestern quality. Yeah. I know what you're all about. I know, you know.
Yeah.
I get you. You're simple. You do your job. Perfect thing.
Absolutely.
Best human organ, folks, is the liver. The liver is the best human organ. Thank you so much for watching, folks. Thanks to my guest, Megan Midwest and Jason Witherow, for being on the show. Again, best human organ, the liver. Megan Midwest, again, just my neighbor. Nothing you want to plug? Charities you want to
plug? I did plenty of plugging of one particular website that helped me through this last hour.
Organsofthehumanbody.com.
There's no human in that.
Organsofthebody.com. I have done the least amount of plugging for this site.
You have managed to confuse all of the 84 people out there watching today.
I think we're actually doing really well right now. Jason, anything you want to plug? A Twitter, Instagram, social media?
I don't do that. Maybe I should. I'll let you guys know when I start my Twitter.
This is the least known people I've ever had on the show.
Feels good.
And it actually was a great show because of that. I feel like I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys had a lot of fun. Perfect. And the drinks were great. I'm Joe Bates, the host. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. You can follow me on Facebook. I plug a lot of my shows on Facebook. Tonight, Chicago tonight, I am at the Whip Theater, 10 p.m. Junior Stopka's hosting. He opens for Doug Stanhope. He's fantastic. Kristen Lundberg is the headliner. She just recently opened for Janine Garofalo, and she's going to be opening for the Philharmonic, which is amazing. So you got to check the show out. And I'm on it too, which, I'm great. I'm on CISO. And follow me on Twitter. Instagram at Joe Bates Comedy. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be on bidchat.com at Joe Bates Comedy. Check that out, and I hope to see you in the future. Other than that, this has been Rank You Very Much. You're welcome.
Do you play the song?
No, I don't play the song outro. They don't deserve it. You know, they get a taste.